Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Radio family, good morning and happy weekend once again. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus and our intercom stations. So glad to have your company every Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. And of course, glad to have the company of members of our Community Focus family. It's become a regular routine of sorts to have this gentleman on the program because usually at the start of a new year, a lot of us have on our minds, at least we certainly hope so, Rudy Click, that it's that time to get those taxes prepared. So good morning and welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Good morning to everybody.
Thank you so much, Rudy, for taking the time out. Rudy Click or Rudolph. Now, does anybody other than the lovely missus call you by your full name?
Well, it's funny. My family members, who I can almost tell when someone met me, my family members all call me Rudolph.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
But most of my colleagues and most of my friends call me Rudy.
Call you Rudy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say whenever you think you're about to be in trouble. You know how sometimes when our parents call us by our full names,
right,
we know something's about to go down.
Yeah.
But that's good to know that the family affectionately calls you by your given name.
That's right.
Well, Rudy, I really do appreciate you coming back here on the weekend edition of Community Focus to help us, as you've done in the past, and have done a phenomenal job of giving us all the information we need to prepare for this tax season. And as an EA, and that was one of the things I got to learn the last couple of times you've been here, an enrolled agent, and you are also what's known as an NTPI fellow. Now, you're going to have to break that down for our listeners.
Yeah. Well, this past November, you have to go, it's a 3-year program, and you have to go and take tests and be pass a certain study, and usually in Orlando.
Right.
And they have one in Vegas, too, but I went to Orlando because it's a little closer to me.
Right.
And you go through this series of work studies, and you become what they call a national tax payer advocate, and you become a fellow. And only people that can become fellows have to be either CPAs or tax attorneys or enrolled agents. And so this is a step above that requirement, you know, that you have to do a little more education. And we have a battery of education where we have intense study on the issues of tax representation.
Wow, and the tax laws in general, which are constantly changing.
Exactly.
So you're really part of a very unique and elite group.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. And let me also add to that, Rudy, speaking of an elite designation, you were recently featured. Nice write-up, by the way, in one of the local papers, the Kernersville Record, that you, Rudolph J. Rudy Click of ANC Accounting Services, you actually, as a practitioner, completed the National Tax Practice Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed an honor and a very nice write-up on your accomplishments. So nicely done.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
So no wonder we're able to come to professionals like you who really know your stuff.
Yeah.
So with that said, Rudy, this is a nice way to transition into my first question of the morning. Speaking of the tax changes, what are we in store for this year?
Yes. It's good we emphasize this year because, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on the, Congress is doing about the new tax act.
Exactly. Right.
And interestingly enough, for this year, that whole discussion is not important because it's not going to change anything for the 2017 year. And so most of the tax laws that would happen during the Obama administration in 2013-14, those are still the changes that we're still going to be going on. So just to go over the changes for the 17 year,
right?
There's going to be some inflation changes, you know, which is normal. Which some of your dependent exemptions will remain the same, and some of the other the standard deductions will rise just a little bit,
right?
Depending on your status, whether you married, filing joint, or head of household, whether you're single. So they would change just a little bit. They just adjusted for inflation, so it's not going to be much change there.
Gotcha.
There could be some tax increases, though, for some of our people that that make over $400,000 a year and $450,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
They will see a tax increase. And then the capital gains tax will also go up from 15% to 20%. Most of those, though, will be for our high-income earners. The Medicare deduction will go up a little bit, 9.9%. Generally speaking, most of the changes are not going to be very impactful for our people this year. Yeah.
And thank you for that, Rudy. I think if you can just hear the sighs of relief
yeah.
in the room, outside of the one coming from mine, personally,
right.
is that for a lot of us, for a lot of our listeners and for members of the Community Focus family who were listening, I think you had a lot of people who were very nervous. And I think a lot of it had to do with the changing of administration. I appreciate you mentioning that fact between the Obama administration and now we're dealing with the Trump administration.
Right.
I think a lot of people were just frantic as to what was going to happen because we're seeing such a difference between the two. And it's normal with any new administration that comes into office, but generally you have from a preceding president to a succeeding one, there's always going to be change,
right.
regardless. And I think a lot of people were like, well, what is this president going to do?
Correct.
Who basically wanted to do or undo
almost
a lot of the things, right, that the
right.
former president was doing.
Right.
So I think that brings, first of all, a lot of relief for a lot of people as we are in the process of trying to get our taxes prepared for the 2017 tax season. And again, why I so appreciate and look forward to our time together
yeah.
to really get into the particulars of how we can properly prepare.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. One of the discussions with this new tax bill was what happened on the personal exemption and the
right,
Schedule
right.
A.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not affect us at all this year. The one impact that we will have that's a little different is on the medical deduction. You know,
okay.
it used to be 10% of your the floor was 10%
right.
of your income, and the people over 65 had an exemption on that. So that still exists. It's
okay.
going to go back down, though,
mm-hmm.
To 7.5%, which is be some relief.
Okay.
But, you know, again, the next year,
yeah.
when the new tax, it'll change. But just ride with me with those changes.
Absolutely.
We will handle it. But like I said, again, by most accounts and all in all, this tax season should have not a big impact on
very
any
good.
Changes.
Yeah, okay,
right.
very good. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act. That was a huge topic of discussion, speaking of the two presidents between Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Has that been repealed?
It has not. And with the new year and coming year, it seems that the Affordable Care Act is going to be with us some time. Now, what has happened, which will not affect this year, you still have to have a mandate in the tax code to get health insurance.
Right.
And if you have health insurance, then, of course, your employer, or if you had to get it through the exchanges, will send you which is 1095A, B,
mm-hmm.
or C,
mm-hmm.
depending on your circumstances. And that will remain the same. And that will remain the same for some time, it appears. But what has changed is that not this year, but next year, the mandate to have health insurance
mm-hmm.
has gone away in a new tax code.
Okay.
So you don't have to, you're not mandated to have health insurance in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
But in this year, the exchanges were still open. People were still signing up.
Right.
And you still have to have insurance when you come to your tax preparer.
Okay, so it's yeah. still there if one needs it.
Right. Exactly.
Rudy, let me back up a little bit. And, mm-hmm. and I apologize if I get a little bit off track here. Going back to the tax changes for this particular year, and all the years that you have done this with over 20 years of experience, not only in business sales and financial services and working in accounting and tax on behalf of business owners and professional individuals for more than 15 years, what are some of the big changes, or how many tax changes overall if you can recall to memory, since you've been doing this, that you can remember?
Oh, there's multiple. Some of them are small and most impactful. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, tax rate for businesses, and the biggest thing about this new tax bill is the tax rate for businesses. Tax rates for businesses is around 35%, but it is just a little bit of a misnomer, because most mm-hmm. businesses don't pay that amount. You know, okay. Multiple corporations do pay sometimes that high. Retail stores may get up that high, but most of them don't. But you know, as the years come on, that tax rate is going to go down to 20%.
Right.
But to get more concise with your question, I think the tax changes, and this is why I think that we should use professionals if we can.
Right.
Because TurboTax and some of these other they don't really get into the depths of the changes, and the changes are immense. They change almost every single year.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I find myself really trying to figure out what the changes are. Matter of fact, last year
mm-hmm.
there was a change, a subtle change, where the corporations were normally filing in March, like all the other corporations.
Right.
Well, they changed that. They changed it to where the corporations now can file in April 15th with all the other people. Now, the S corporation still got to file in March.
Okay.
So those little changes like
right,
that is
exactly.
always happening
yeah.
for corporations and business owners who are just trying to keep up.
Wow. Right. Now, here's another side question. I know I haven't asked you this before, but I was just thinking along those lines and that wonderful explanation, Rudy. Thank you for that. Now, if the tax man prepares everybody else's taxes, who prepares the taxes for the tax man? I don't know if you've ever been asked that question. Who does yeah. your taxes, sir?
Yeah. Well, I generally do my own, which is because nobody knows my situation better than me.
Right.
But most tax preparers do
their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So
yeah.
like a lot of us who sometimes attempt emphasis on that word, to do it on our own, how nice it is that we can go to professionals such as yourself.
Yeah.
Rudy, let me ask this question in the remaining minutes that we have for the first half of the show.
Sure.
And if you need a little more time, that's okay. But getting back to the Affordable Care Act being repealed,
yeah.
we know it has not. Does one need a health insurance form known as a 1095?
Right. That's what... Exactly. That's what should come to you.
Okay.
Whether you have insurance through your employer,
right.
or whether you have a plan through the exchanges, that 1095, and like I said, it will be an A, B, or C depending
okay.
on your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that you want to take to your preparer when you have your insurance done.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Nice timing there, my friend, and it's good to have family back here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Always good to talk to you, Rudy.
Good.
Thank you very much. So Rudy Click with ANC Accounting Services. We're going to share all the particulars of Radio Family, including the location, and especially how you can get in contact with Rudy in the second half of the program. But in the meantime, as we do take this quick break, thank you for your great company. And indeed, we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for joining us on our intercom stations. Radio Family, we do have a lot of good things taking place in our communities, and it certainly is a great weekend as my conversation with ANC Accounting Services. Rudolph Click joins me, or Rudy Click, as the friends like to call you, Rudy,
mm-hmm.
for short. And
yeah.
we have been discussing not only the tax changes for this year, but before the break, we were discussing how the Affordable Care Act, number one, not being repealed, Rudy, and the information one needs to obtain that form 1095.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue in conversation, I guess we can call this part B of the question. Does one need to pay a penalty if they don't have insurance?
Right. That's one of the things that is still with us with the Affordable Care Act
right.
intact. If you do not have health insurance,
mm-hmm.
When you do file, there will be a penalty. Now, there are, last count, 15 different exceptions that mm-hmm. you can use. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's also good to have a professional,
right.
because a professional has a list of those exceptions. You will probably, in most cases I've found,
right.
people who do not have health insurance will qualify one of the, for the exceptions.
Okay.
And it's hard to, they sometimes they're very benign.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to know that you may qualify for one.
Right.
So it is important to get that. But yes, if you do not have health insurance this year,
mm-hmm.
this tax year,
mm-hmm.
you will have to pay a penalty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, Radio Family, for those of you who may just be joining us, let me go back a little bit and really give you, Rudy, the proper introduction or props, if you will. You are an enrolled agent. You are also an NTPI fellow. You are federally authorized as a tax practitioner, empowered by the United States Department of the Treasury to represent taxpayers, that's us, before the IRS or the Internal Revenue Service. And so you really have years of experience to back you up. And certainly as people who have either had the opportunity to work with you or are planning to work with you, let me just say, and I'm not just saying this because you're in front of me, Rudy, by any means, but no question that they will be working with one of the best. So thank you for what it is that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Right.
Another, I'm sure, frequently asked question, Rudy, is there an age limit on claiming a child as a dependent? That comes up every year just about during tax season.
Yeah, it does. And you know, the eligibility of that child. In order to claim a child or a dependent, you must either meet the qualifying child test or the relationship test.
Mm-hmm.
And to meet those tests, you know, the child needs to be, you know, younger than age 19,
right.
lived in your home,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you provide, not necessarily has lived in your home. If you
right.
have an agreement,
mm-hmm.
if there's a family who has either through separation or divorce, you can have an agreement
right.
where that person can take that child and they don't necessarily have to live in their home and be
mm-hmm.
qualified dependent that they could use.
Right.
So they could use that if as long as there's an agreement between the two former spouses. Also, if they're a student younger
mm-hmm.
than age 24, that's a child that you can take. So really the IRS is looking for support rules. Support.
Okay.
See, if you supported that child for more
right.
than 6 months,
okay.
whether it was in whether that child was a student up to age 24,
right.
or whether that child was younger than 19, lived in your home, or if you provided support for him living in, you know, an ex-spouse home or something like that.
Very good to know. On that note, Rudy, and here's another question I don't think I've had the opportunity to ask you in the past. And as we mentioned earlier, tax laws are constantly changing. Have you ever worked with parents or individuals, speaking of taking care of children? Are there instances, let's say, for instance, you have a parent or parents who has either a special needs child
mm-hmm.
or a child that has a developmental disability?
Right.
How do the tax laws or rules apply to situations such as that?
Well, very good question. There's no age limit
okay.
or any limit on mm-hmm. a dependent who is disabled or
right.
has special needs.
Okay.
That child, if they depended on their living arrangements,
mm-hmm.
they can always be taken as a qualified dependent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, if a child is, you know, a lot of times you have these situations where the person may be out on their own.
Right.
They may even have a small job where they're working with Goodwill Industries
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Right.
Even in that case, you still qualify to take that
okay.
child as a dependent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, every time you come on the program, I learn something new. So
yeah.
thank you for that
yeah.
additional information. So like we said, everybody's case is going to be different. Obviously, you find that working with so many different individuals
yeah.
who do come to work with you. On that note, too, Rudy, let's get into the specifics of go ahead and putting this out here as far as contact information. First of all, where are you located?
Oh, I'm in the city of Kernersville, as you just said, mm-hmm. At 210B Century Boulevard. That's right off of South Main Street near the Harris Teeter across the street from Don Juan's.
Okay. How long have you been at that location?
Oh, going on 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
3 years, yeah.
If I can ask, where were you prior?
I was still in Kernersville,
uh-huh.
But it was near where Colfax and Kernsville meet there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I guess in Greensboro, it would be the end of Market Street. And,
right.
Yeah. And it was like 935 East Mountain Street, I think it was, in Kernsville.
Okay. Right. Okay. I know East Mountain Street a little bit.
So yeah.
Even before I knew you, I kind of somewhat knew or had an idea
right.
of where you yeah. were located. And definitely a centralized location, Rudy, because whether individuals live in Kernersville, so many people in general, myself included, commute from surrounding cities.
Yeah.
Whether it's Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, Kernersville is just right smack dab in the middle.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It was intentional that we were there.
Very, yeah right. exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially as well-traveled as Main Street mm-hmm. has become. In the years that you've either worked or lived in Kernersville, did you ever envision or imagine the growth of that area?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It has always been, in my view, a town where people would like a bedrock community where people would go to sleep and
right.
But it has extremely taken off, so to speak.
It has, because right. in all the years, Rudy, that I have lived in and around Kernersville, actually with family mainly in the Winston-Salem area, and some, you know, cousins in Greensboro and other places. The one thing that I remember growing up and living here about Kernersville was, one, I had always heard that was a place to retire.
Yeah.
Secondly, it was really quote unquote old money mm-hmm. with individuals who were working with R.J. Reynolds Tobacco.
Right.
So you had the combination of that. But now, especially as we look at where we are in terms of 2018 and even just a few years before that, as that growth spurt really began, you're one finding really more of an eclectic mix. You don't necessarily have the retirees mm-hmm. as much as you used to. And at least I'm seeing this, a lot more of the millennials
right.
are discovering
Kernersville. Yeah.
Hence why there may be such an explosion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that will be, that is one of the reasons that you have the viable growth there, because you have
right.
young people coming in.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of young individuals, Rudy, and I think I have been in conversation with you on this before, getting back to tax preparation. How often do you have the opportunity, speaking of young people, to work with individuals who are just entering their college years? Like the freshmen through their senior year, and this is, as with most things, it's a new experience
right.
as a young adult when you start to realize that this is the point where you're going to have to start doing things on your own.
Right.
Because like you said, in most households, after a certain age or threshold, we're basically no longer on that exempt portion of our parents' income tax. So now it's our turn to start being responsible as a
right.
taxpayer. So what are the instances on that from year to year? Does that increase, stay about the same?
Oh, it increases because they come into the marketplace. They get. We work with a number of young adults who got their first job.
Right.
Who were surprised that they got to pay taxes. They go, what's that about?
Exactly.
You know? And so it is a challenge for them. And that's when they should lay down and we talk with them.
Right.
You know, on a ongoing basis on how to mm-hmm. do some tax planning. Because
right.
because that person, especially if that person has a pretty good income,
exactly,
is paying the highest tax.
And you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Rudy, because there are a lot of young individuals who are doing very well in
yes.
whatever area of work they may be engaged in. You always seem to find those rare individuals who, whether in their early 20s or late 20s, early 30s, who are doing quite well financially,
right,
and are looking for a tax professional like yourself to help them. I'm just wondering, and I guess this really is going to tell my age, number one. And secondly, if there are, or if there can be, have you heard of any courses in school, particularly in our colleges and universities, that really teach or prepare our kids for situations like this when it comes to taxes?
Oh, yeah. Forsyth Tech has a few good courses. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I'm pretty sure some of the other
colleges
do, too.
Yeah. But like I said, I've been out of the loop for a while.
right. Yeah, they have, you know, you can take the small business courses. I think many of the Winston-Salem State.
Right.
And A&T probably has. I don't know about A&T, but I do know Winston-Salem State does have the what they call the business centers there where you can go and you get courses. The chambers have courses, too.
Very good. Very good.
Now, the only issue with the chamber is that you'd have to join, and most young people are not going to join the chamber, but you can get those courses free, though, like through Forsyth Tech or perhaps through what they call adult learning.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, again, another opportunity to learn something new on this public affairs show.
Right.
Thank you for that, Rudy.
Sure.
Now, getting back a little bit on and track, not that we got off completely, just a couple of things that I'm glad we've had the opportunity to mention here and to take this time to welcome those of you, radio family. Thank you for tuning in the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our intercom stations. I'm Renee Vaughn, joined by Rudy Click, an enrolled agent with ANC Accounting Services. Of course, our topic of discussion is taxes. It's that time, Rudy, or about to be, as generally at the start of any new year. Some people dread it, Rudy, and others are somewhat well prepared for it.
Yeah,
it just depends on which side you find yourself.
That's right.
To get ready to get your income tax and what needs to be done, whether you owe or you're expecting to get a refund. Any of the tax changes that are taking place, someone like Rudy Click definitely is here and will be at his location. And we'll repeat that information too, Rudy, on how to get in contact with you so that between now and the April 15th deadline, individuals can be well prepared. Speaking of a lot of the scenarios, shall we say, that we talked about throughout the program here on Community Focus, here's another likely frequently asked question of you. What are some of your standard tax deductions? Because I'm pretty sure people will try to find, let's say, creative ways of finding some way to get a reduction on something.
Certainly. And that's one of the things that most people want to talk to you about is what deductions they can take. Now, the standard deduction that the IRS or the tax code allows you is for if you're single or you're filing separate, you get a $6,350 deduction. And that, of course, that goes up if you're filing married. It goes up to twice that, which is $12,700. And if you head of household, it's $9,350. And those are the standard deductions. Now, when you file a Schedule A, you know, you can get more deductions as you go forward.
Okay.
And many of the Schedule A deductions are you know, like the home interest deduction, the deductions that you give charity, goodwill, and those sort of things.
Right.
Your medical deductions. If you have a business that you're running, or if you have business expenses that is not reimbursed, those are deductions that you can get.
Right. And the importance, too, with that said, Rudy, of one, a lot of us still doing things the old school way of keeping a paper trail.
Right.
Or doing things electronically, whether, you know, we have some electronic device. The importance in either case is to keep up with those records.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And bring them with you.
Right. Yeah, especially when we come to see an individual such as yourself.
Right.
Thank you for that. Now that we've gone over the standard tax deductions, of course, the next obvious question, what are the tax credits?
Right. And a lot of times our tax people get confused with what a deduction is and what a credit.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's differentiate between the two.
A deduction generally doesn't help you much as a credit because a deduction means that it means exactly what it says, that whatever your tax liability is, it can be used to deduct from that tax liability.
Okay.
Whereas the best thing about a credit is that a credit can wipe out the tax liability. That means you would get like if you owe $1,000 deduction, that means you owe maybe $500 because it's deducts from that $1,000. But a credit can wipe out the whole $1,000. So you want to try as you do your tax planning, and it's important to do your tax planning during the year. That's why we always try to talk to people about always coming to us during the year,
right?
Because by the time December 31st runs around here, it's too late to get any kind of. It's too late to qualify for a credit or a deduction.
Okay. So the earlier the better, basically.
The earlier you start talking to us about certain credits that you can get, the more we can, and this just goes with young people especially.
Oh, absolutely.
The more that we can put you in a situation where you can reach that credit.
Right. Yeah. And really, I think, Rudy, for all of us, other than just the young people, because I think that's the one thing when we just talk about taxes in general, it's really just dreadful for some people. And probably hence, and all seriousness, though, sometimes,
right?
You know, we have to be lighthearted about some things, but at the same time, the reality kicks in where a lot of times procrastination is not a good thing to do.
No,
but then again, you just find so many people in that particular position for whatever reason, and sometimes there are good reasons to go along with it, but then again at the same time it's just I guess the common practice of not wanting to do it because it has to be done,
right?
So we try to put it off as long as possible.
Exactly
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is entirely true is what happens. One thing I wanted to mention about the credits that's important is many of us are not aware. Some of us may be aware because we may have been around the tax codes for a while. But many of us not aware there's a difference in credits. There's a refundable credit and a regular credit.
Yeah, so let's break that down.
Yeah. So that refundable credit is very important because there's three or four of them that are out there that we all know about. And one that's the most popular is the earned income credit.
Okay.
The earned income credit is given to those folks who work maybe and do not get a sufficient income working, they can get another credit. Now, the fantastic about refundable credits is that regardless of whether you owe tax or not, you can get a credit. So let's say if you have zero tax obligation, but you do qualify for the earned income credit, you can receive up to $6,000. I think it's this year. Yeah, $6,000 in earned income.
Right.
So and that earned income has grown up considerably. It's up now to around, you can make nearly $53,000.
Wow.
In income, and not have a tax obligation and still get, you know, some of the credits back. So the best thing about that means that you may not have a tax obligation and you still can get a refund.
Okay.
Back. Yeah.
That's a very good
refundable credits are very good to look into and see if you do qualify. Now, of course, the way that works out is that if you have a situation where you do qualify for like the earned income credit or the additional child credit, to name a few of those credits or refundable credits, it does take a little more documentation.
Okay.
They're going to give you that credit.
Right.
You have to, you know, bring a child school record or something like that. You may need a shot record. You may need to have documentation, a due diligence documentation that the child does live with you.
Right.
That sort of thing. But they are worthwhile if you can get that information and get those documents together.
Absolutely.
Because those credits will save you and give you a lot more monies that you can use for your family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And like you said, and really the importance, Rudy, and a key word in this conversation is preparedness.
Yes.
And the importance of it, of being prepared. And like you mentioned earlier, to really have all of your affairs in order and to get in contact with someone like yourself as quickly as possible so they can make that visit to you at, once again, 210 Century Boulevard, B as in Billy.
Yeah.
In Kernersville, and that is ANC Accounting Services. Is there anything, Rudy, in all the years that you have done this, especially as an enrolled agent, is there anything within the tax code or laws that have either just greatly surprised you or the opposite end really has had little to no impact at all?
Oh, the more I learn about the tax code, and as you was alluding to earlier, that many of us fear it. We don't want to talk with the IRS.
Right.
But you'd be surprised to hear a business person talking, saying this. The tax code is really set up to, and this is a great surprise, is to help you.
Right.
It is there to make sure that you should be able to get what all you deserve. Now, we know that you have to pay tax. You know, we all have to pay tax because that's, we do that to support our country. However, the code is set up to, for those that deserve certain credits or refundable credits or certain deductions, that those deductions go to the right people.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's so ironic that you mentioned that, Rudy, because I have a friend who actually is looking to get into his own business.
Yes.
He makes a living repairing cars.
Yeah.
Is excellent at it.
Right.
And actually, when he has the time, and it just amazes me that he can somehow fit it in.
Right.
When he's away from the job, he also works on cars at home. And to have him work on my own car.
Oh, yeah.
And to see that this individual is very talented at what he does, that's really the next step in which he wants to take, is to go into business for himself as a mechanic. And he was actually looking forward to, as far as once he gets his business set up, with the changes that are coming along with the tax code, to become a business owner, he's just been so elated about the fact that that is going to be a plus for him.
Yeah.
To go from being an employee to being his own employer, if you will, by owning his own business.
Right. And interesting you say that, because the tax code for those folks that want to go in their own business and create the entrepreneurship, the tax code is certainly friendly to them.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Right.
So you're gonna have a lot of happy folk in that arena.
Yeah.
And for the rest of us, again, as the tax codes and laws change, what's good for us is that we have individuals like you who keep up with those changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you are constantly remaining very much the individual that is staying on top of your game, Rudy, if you will. So again, I want to thank you for that and really all the great information that you've shared thus far this morning. Is there anything that I did not bring up that come to mind that you want to share with our listeners? Any closing remarks for the program?
Oh, I really enjoyed this public service opportunity to come
thank
and
speak with you. Enjoy you coming on the show.
Yeah, and I think you do a fantastic job, and I think the station is a great service to our community.
I appreciate
and
that,
I
Rudy.
Really enjoy just coming over and visiting every year, annually,
thank
every
you.
Year to see him. So no, I don't. I don't think you missed anything. I think you did a great job.
Well, thank you. Well, likewise, and I think the same definitely has to be said for you and what you do. That is not an easy job by any stretch of the imagination. Because one thing, Rudy, that can be said, that you're constantly learning, and that's something we all do.
Mm.
But on particular subject matter, especially as complicated as the tax laws and codes can become.
Correct.
It's just wonderful that individuals like you can just keep up, because that really isn't a position for everybody.
Exactly. One thing I'd like to say, in closing, is, I know there are folks out there that may have taxes that they owe. They may have gotten behind on their taxes.
Right.
These letters are probably coming to them in the mail, and they probably just putting them in the trash and not knowing what to do.
Right.
I understand that the fear that the IRS can put up on, and the stress that they can have. So what I would suggest that you do is just give us a call.
Okay.
We opened a show with the fellow designation, the EA designation.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I can go far beyond what a normal preparer can do for you.
Excellent.
I get those calls stopped. I can get those people, out of your checking account, because they may put a lien on your property and stuff like that. We can get that stopped for you, and we may can get you in a situation where what you think you owe will not be nearly what you owe.
Excellent. Know? Again, right. Another sigh of relief, likely, on the other side of the radio, or if individuals are listening to us on the podcast, Rudy. And that's an excellent transition, because that number, and let me make sure I still have it correct here, 336 336- 996-7650.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Right. And again, the physical location, Radio Family, 210 Century Boulevard B, as in Billy, in Kernersville, North Carolina. Rudy Click, it's great to have you back, family.
All righty. So glad to be here.
Thank you. And so glad that you were here with us, Radio Family. Indeed. Keep up the great work with the good things that you are doing in our communities. And once again, I thank Rudy Click with ANC Accounting Services for joining me, Renee Vaughn, as we bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.